John Wesley AME Zion Church is on a street where cars don't stop. Crime rates are high here. A faded sign with graffiti on it indicates where a convenience store used to be. Most of the church's stained glass windows are either missing or covered with plywood. Pastor Calvin Cash says he remembers when things were different.
This was once a thriving community. Stores, residential homes, businesses, the whole bit.
Cash was first assigned to the church in 1996. It had been closed for a couple years. He found 18 inches of orange water in the basement. Moss was growing on the walls. Cash says church leaders had known about the water problem, but thought they had it under control.
And for years, they've had sump pumps down in the basement. And when the water reached a certain level, the sump pumps would come on and it would carry it away.
Meanwhile, state environmental workers were investigating another mysterious pool of water down the street. They suspected an old underground mine had filled with water and was starting to burst. One of those workers, Charles Johnson, noticed the church nearby.
I left a card inside of the mailbox and with my number on it and said, if you are having any water in your problems in your basement, give me a call. So within 2 days, Reverend Cash gave me a call and said, you got to come up and see this.
Mine-related issues are not new for the Pittsburgh area, which has one of the largest coal seams in the country. But water problems like these are becoming increasingly common as more and more mine voids fill to capacity. Johnson says in the church's case, the need for a fix was urgent.
The pressure on the building from the water, it was just a matter of time before the pressure would just collapse the whole building.
Workers redirected the water into local storm sewers, relieving the pressure on the church. Since then, Johnson says they have learned that mine water can actually be useful. Its constant 57-degree temperature makes it an attractive candidate for a geothermal heating, which uses the Earth's natural warmth. George Watzloff with the National Energy Technology Laboratory has studied the idea.
Yeah, you could probably reduce their heating and cooling costs, 60, 70, maybe 80% the annual cost.
Geothermal heat is becoming increasingly common as a lower-cost alternative to natural gas. Pipes filled with an antifreeze solution carry heat from deep in the earth up into buildings. Instead of using antifreeze, Watzloff says he wants to build a system that draws in mine water.
We're trying to put together a small project where we price everything out to say, okay, all we need is $10,000 to go out and put in a small system somewhere and heat a shed or something like that, just to, no pun intended, get our feet wet and just learn some things about some of the potential problems and how we can overcome those problems.
Reverend Cash wants his church to be that demonstration project. Since learning about geothermal heat and its potential cost savings, Cash is convinced it could save his blighted neighborhood. He's become a convert to all things green.
We are responsible for this world, and God expects us to take care of it.
On this night, Cash is holding a workshop at the church to help residents learn how to make their homes more energy efficient. Only one person came. Trays full of untouched sandwiches, fried chicken, and cookies are being wrapped up for another day. But Reverend Cash says he's not discouraged. Sometimes, he says, it takes something big to get people's attention.
One of the best proofs of when they were taking that water out of there, we had all that heavy equipment active out there. And if 10 cars went by, 9 of them slowed down or stopped to see what was going on. And I think when we start building back this community, that curiosity will grow and benefit us. So we'll hold on and see.
Cash is hoping to convince the state to have faith in geothermal heat. His church is applying for a grant this year. For the Environment Report, I'm Catherine Fink.